Checking in today with Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch for an update on this snowstorm. Mayor, nice to see you.
Good morning, Joe. Nice to see you as well.
Yeah, I know. Usually we are only voices in the air, so nice to be able to chat one-on-one, face-to-face.
Indeed. I wish we weren't talking about this, but here we are.
Exactly, yeah. How are things going in the city so far?
Things are going well. I've been out and about. The crews have been out all over the city, and the mantra has been make sure we get it curb to curb, because we're supposed to have a flash freeze later today. Once it freezes like that, it's like moving concrete. So we get a lot of crews out there. Every route is covered. The first storm of the year, unfortunately, a major one, is always a little tricky, like we said the other day, because people, you know, get a little rusty, whether it's the public not paying attention to the parking, or some of the contractors, maybe there's a new guy in a truck in a route that he's not used to. We got some funky neighborhoods with some streets that are like little driveways and things, and sometimes things get missed. So do the best we can, but we got a great team down there working on it. Commissioner Grazioso, Superintendent Prendeville, and General Foreman Leary, and these guys have been at it a long time. They know it. Talking to them this morning, really between like 1 and 4 this morning, at one point it was somewhere like 3 or 4 inches an hour, so you couldn't see in front of your face. It was so they, in cases like that, they lose it for a little while. Then it takes them a couple hours to catch up again to get the streets curb to curb once again. So it looks like it's going to go all day. The forecast has messed this up because it's certainly not light and fluffy like they said. I looked out my window in the back this morning, and my arborvitaes, which are about 20 feet tall, are all almost to the ground laying over. I said, oh, gosh, I hope they bounce back, you know. But and nature is beautiful. It is pretty when it first comes down, but I see dollar signs when it comes down, so it is what it is.
Yeah, exactly. I know you've been adding to the snow and ice budget every year pretty much since you've been in office, so is that going to help?
Well, I mean, when you get one this early and you get more during the winter, you know, the budget usually goes pretty quickly. But who knows? You know, you could get mild afterwards and maybe it'll get quiet. But it is what it is. You know, we have a – I was talking to one of the policemen this morning who drove in from the South Shore, and he said it was like a change when he hit Quincy. The streets were so much better than the other communities drove through. So I do think we have a high bar that we have set that we try to maintain. And I think that's an expectation that people have and should have. This is what we do. You know, whether it's picking up rubbish or plowing the streets, those are basic services we provide and we should provide them.
Speaking of the rubbish, we should remind folks there's a one-day delay, correct?
That's correct. No rubbish pickup today. Thank God we made that decision, because it would have been a mess out there. Rubbish trucks trying to navigate the narrow streets and all. So, yeah, we asked people to cooperate with us on that. So it pushed it back a day tomorrow for Thursdays and then Saturday for Friday's pickups.
And any decision on school for Friday yet, Mayor?
Not yet. I haven't talked with the superintendent yet today. I know they're doing a half remote day, whatever that means. I don't know which half. I guess the half day meets the full day requirement under the hours that accounted for the given year. So, you know, again, this early using snow days outright is not a good thing, because we could end up going further into June, and where things are already messed up with the COVID, you know, we didn't want to make that situation even worse. So they decided to do the remote today. The way this came down, the amount we have, the weight of it all, I'd be surprised if we were open tomorrow for anything but remote.
Yeah. How do you handle the plowing of the Hancock Adams Common, you know, the snow removal there? Because that's some delicate materials there.
It is. We have special crews that do that, and they have special machinery that will not damage the brickwork and the granite. I don't know if they got like rubber edges on the plow blades and so forth. So we and the special attention paid to the personnel on it too, because you get to the right people that really pay attention to that, because that's a, as you know, that was a very big investment. We got to protect that investment.
Yeah, I'd encourage folks to check out the city website. There's a beautiful postcard picture photo of the snowfall on the Hancock Adams Common with the Christmas lights. It's gorgeous.
It's been so well attended, maybe not the right word, but I tell you, every night out here, you see throngs of people out here. I saw a trolley pull up the other night with a Santa giving a tour to a bunch of people. So I guess they do those things that go and hit different areas and have lights. The Santa's mailbox has been emptied almost every day, because it's been pretty stuffed full. So we make sure the kids' letters get delivered to the North Pole. I think there's still a good spirit. I've noticed driving around that there seems to be more lights up this year. Maybe they were up earlier. And I think people need it, want to do it. They need to they need diversions. They need to stop thinking about what we're dealing with right now. So I guess in that regard, those things are pretty good for the spirit. So.
Yeah, and I think the news about the vaccine, although it is going to be still a while, is some light at the end of the tunnel.
Yes, agreed. We just don't know how long the tunnel is. We'll see when the vaccines are available, but indeed.
Exactly. Any issues with the coastal flooding at all, or concerns about that with this storm there?
No, I don't think so. That hasn't been an issue to date. You know, the issue that we have with this kind of heavy snow is equipment breaking down. And, you know, you have so many pieces assigned to so many routes. And when you have some breakdowns, you start shifting some pieces around, then you lose a street or two. And so we're paying close attention to that again, because they're talking about a flash freeze at some point today. We try to keep this stuff pushed back. So, but no coastal issues that I'm aware of. And I wasn't even sure what the tide and height was going to be, if it was anything special. But
it's 9.9 foot at 1 p.m., which is, you know, certainly it's regular. Yeah.
So that's thank God. We don't need that. We don't need that on top of things.
Exactly. Yeah. How is the seawall project about complete now out there?
No, the seawall, they just shut down for the winter. You know, they secured everything to get through the winter. They'll go back in the spring, remove some stuff that they put in temporary, and then make it permanent. So that'll be wrapped up, you know, late spring probably.
Sure. Okay. Any concerns with the tea that you've heard at all today?
I haven't. No, I haven't. I haven't heard any, I haven't looked either, but I don't know if they're having some typical delays or not, but so far so good. I think the work that after the winter 15, as we all remember, the winter from hell, or the winter in hell, whatever you want to call it, you know, the governor really stepped up and they invested, you know, hundreds of millions into the system. So Quincy saw a lot of improvements on the tracks, new signalization. So those things that caused problems in the snowstorms, a lot of that was fixed. Now we're waiting for the new cars. But so it's come a long way, and I don't think we have as many issues now because of the work that was done.
Yeah, that's great to hear, certainly. I know the fire department's asking that folks try and clear the hydrants away, around their homes. And I know DPW, you could help with storm drain clearage, especially if it's going to freeze up like they say it is.
Yeah, I mean, that's something we, you know, growing up, you always just did. I remember my father saying to me, get on the corner, do the storm drains. You know, somebody else would do the hydrants near their houses. You know, I don't know that people think about those things today as much, Joe, but it is important. So we encourage people to do that. Obviously, if you have an elderly neighbor, somebody that's physically handicapped or something, if you could, you know, look out for them, make sure their walks are shoveled off and there's a pathway in and out of the house. Maybe the driveway doesn't have to be done, but at least get them access. So in case there's any kind of emergency situation. So, but people generally do that. I say it, but I don't have to say it because this city, I see it all the time. People step up and help their neighbors all the time. It's remarkable.
It really is true. How are the sidewalk plows going to be taken care of, Mayor, once the streets are done?
Saw them out this morning. They're already pushing. And that becomes a battle because the sidewalk plow pushes back to the window. The street plow comes along, pushes it back on the sidewalk. You know, you look at the more modern cities. When I say modern, you know, we're colonial era, so ours are like cow pastures. But the streets are so much wider, and that loom border between the curb and the sidewalk in many cities, it's 8-10 feet. So there's plenty of room to put snow on it. You know, around here, it's so difficult.
Actually, I saw a video. You might want to check it out from Montreal, where they even remove the windrows along the roads. They have a system where they have a big dump truck following, a snow blower, essentially, and they completely remove it all.
We did some of that in 15. We had those special vehicles, and you ride the tractor trailer dump truck right alongside of it, and the chute goes right into the truck. And because we had no room anymore, and you were losing the lanes on the streets. And of course, Montreal, when you go up to Canada, that's serious stuff. They get this stuff every other day. So they have to do those things. Sure. It's interesting because we have some tough winters, and then you have some lulls. You don't have as much. People forget quickly. And, in one of those areas, you don't want to spend too much on that kind of equipment, and it doesn't get used enough either. It's kind of a balance, you know?
Yeah, well, we even saw the T had to borrow some equipment back in that 2015 storm. They weren't prepared. Yeah. Appreciate your time, Mayor. Anything else you'd like to let folks know about right now?
No, just please work with us on the streets. Get the cars moved. You know, I don't know the number, but I know they were out last night. They were doing a courtesy, doing knocking. The speakers on the cruises going down the streets, sounding the horns. People didn't come out. We were towing because the situation is such that you have to have the streets open. And, you know, I just don't know what it takes with some people, but I also know that we have a lot of people that move in and out of the city because we have a lot of rental properties, and I'm sure that's part of it. But when you have a storm like this, you can't mess around. So, again, if anyone has any issues, they can call the snow hotline, Joe, down at Public Works. You know, we have somebody that mans that phone, and they're very good at follow-up. Or any other issues, they can call this office, 617-376-1990. Talk to our team. You know, there's going to be some hiccups. It's a major storm. But we'll get through it, and we'll get it done right.
One thing we do have that we haven't had in the past is the new parking garage across from the courthouse, and I know that's available for folks to use, right?
It is. In fact, I parked my personal vehicle in there last night because I have room for three vehicles in my driveway. So my daughter, my son, and my wife's vehicles in the driveway, so mine's in the garage, which is fine, because I'm on the odd side, so there's no parking on my side of the street this year. So we make adjustments, and yeah, that's what we need to do.
Yeah, absolutely. If we can do anything else here, Mayor, QATV, let us know. We're happy to get the word out for you.
We appreciate that, Joe. Stay well, stay safe.
Thank you. You as well.
Take care.
Bye-bye.